of time. They caught me on a caper that I planned for days and proved everything I'd done. I'm on my way to Huntsville, but I'm looking for a chance to run. My hands don't fit no chopping pole, and cotton never was my bag. The man better keep both eyes on me, or they're gonna lose old Hag. It ain't so far to Mexico that I can't find my way. They're taking me down to Huntsville, but I'm not gonna stay. I guess they got a good excuse. They know I'm gonna run the first chance I get, 'cause they're never gonna cut me loose. And I really don't care if they shoot me down, I'll never be free again. I've got too long life turns to do, both running in the end. It ain't so far to Mexico that I can't find my way. They're taking me down to Huntsville, but I'm not gonna stay.
Another run of legends is coming up. We've got Marty Robbins, Townes Van Zandt, and George Jones. So stick around, or we'll take you to jail.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Thank you. we're together again. No, nothing else matters, 'cause we're together again.
Hey, it's Luke Combs.
105.5 FM. A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light. Needle drop on a 45 are the kind of things that only last so long. When the new wears off and they get to getting old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say after years of shift work are fading out like I always knew they would. The strings on this guitar, the first love lost on a young heart, those things are gonna break after the getting's good. 'Cause the new wears off and they get to getting old. Yes, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll.
Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
A little more than I should.
while he's sound asleep, I'm thinking things that I shouldn't think. You're the first time I've thought about leaving, and I really don't know what I'll do. You're the first time.
Hi, this is Vince Gill.
105.5 FM.
We both went a little crazy. We both did each other wrong.
I'm Matt Hildreth. This is a Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking all about country songs that sing about the law. Of course, Drew, next up, we're going to have to hear a gunfighter ballad. We have to at least play one gunfighting ballad in this show. And I think there's nobody better to do it than Marty Robbins.
Yeah, I can't believe that we didn't just do a whole show on Marty Robbins' songs about gun battles. This is such a great song, a classic tale. And if you don't like Marty Robbins, you don't like country, and you certainly don't like Western.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he has a whole album called Gunfighter Ballads or whatever. I mean,
Gunfighter Ballads, Volume 1 through 5.
Right.
Now that's what I call Gunfighter Ballads.
I really think we could do a whole show. We could do a whole show on murder ballads and then a whole other show on gunfighters.
Let's do it. Let's do that. But for now, we're doing the law. This is Big Iron by the legend Marty Robbins.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
This next song, Drew, is one of my top favorite songs. Maybe my most favorite song in all of country music. It's Poncho and Lefty. And this is a song that people might know most from Willie Nelson, but we're going to play the Towns Van Zandt version.
Towns wrote the song, and Willie covered it, which was awesome of Willie to do. Of course, he made a lot of money off of it, so right. It wasn't all just out of the goodness of his heart. Towns says that the song kind of just came to him one day, and it wasn't about anything. But he also acknowledges that while Pancho Villa's story isn't quite like this, there are many similarities. But he says as far as he knows, he had never read about it before writing the song. Is that a storyteller telling us another story? Yeah. I don't know, but I love that lore. And then obviously the song, it's really about a friendship and betrayal.
Yep.
But it's also about outlaws.
Yeah, and I just loved how he was able to tie like Mexico to Texas, that there's a reference to Cleveland, Ohio. I just felt like there was so much going on in that song that's outside of that traditional Western style gunfighter episodic song. I mean, it just, he was throwing in references that were a little bit out of left field, and I just really love that.
Now we know why it's your favorite. He referenced the Midwest.
Yeah.
I have often wondered, you're right about all of the geography and places and time that it spans. Did anybody ever make a movie based on this story?
Oh, it could be.
It would be pretty good.
Yeah, there are so many songs that we play on this show that it's amazing to me that the writer can fit an entire movie-level, almost detail, into a 3-minute and 30-second song.
Sung by Towns Van Zandt, one of the greatest singer-songwriters of our time.
All right, this is Poncho and Lefty by Towns Van Zandt.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel, wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico, and nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go, oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day, and only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. Tell how Poncho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Oh, now he's growing old. A few gray federales say we could have had him any day. Only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose.
One of the coolest things about being from Appalachia, in my opinion, as an Appalachian American, is that we get credit for the foundation of NASCAR, the country's second most popular sport. A lot of people probably know this, but think that it's an old wives' tale or being exaggerated a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, no exaggeration, the first two winners of the NASCAR Cup back in the day when it was founded, had learned how to drive by running from the law, driving moonshine from the hills of North Carolina and Tennessee and Virginia all the way up to Chicago so it could be sold during Prohibition. What a rad story. You've got federal agents, local sheriffs, everyone's hot on your trail. Prohibition ends. Well, I guess you're losing your job as a driver. Nope, we're going to found NASCAR and turn it into one of the most popular sports in the world. I think that's super cool. Why am I talking about NASCAR? Because right now we're going to do George Jones's hit, White Lightning. White Lightning is a reference to clear moonshine, the base moonshine for flavors. It would be the vodka, if you will, of today, where most of your mixed drinks would include that. And also, it just sounds cool, drinking that White Lightning. Ow! As George Jones says.
Yeah, and I love that, especially today. Like, there's TV shows about moonshining, and NASCAR is so popular. I just love that you have that rich history that so many people don't probably even realize. But, you know, also, you mentioned Smokey and the Bandit in the past. Like, there's this really interesting Southern, I think, specific relationship that Southerners have with the law.
Yeah, I mean, until very recently, most Southerners didn't care for them. I think that's changed a little bit. People are taking a little bit softer stance on the police. But yeah, Smokey and the Bandit, the Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, really the whole show Cops to a certain extent, although that might be when people started to be like, man, maybe we should feel a little sorry for cops. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, here's White Lightning by George Jones.
The sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
White Lightning.
Well, the G-Men, T-Men, revenue is too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White Lightning.
Well, the G-Men, T-Men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
Well,
I think I want to taste that powerful stuff. He took one swig slug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn's pleasing.
Whew, white lightning.
The G-Men team and Revenue is too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, we still have a few songs to play for you. Next up, we're going to hear from Lucinda Williams, Lefty Frizzell, and Tyler Childers. So stick around.
Country Legends 24/7 with Charlie Pride.
I got listening to Grand Ole Opry and all when I was small, and I got hooked on it. It just went from there. I had no idea that I was preparing myself for this, but I'm glad, especially since I didn't make it in baseball.
Have you ever been awakened by the crowing of a rooster while the night's dew is still heavy on the ground and the voice of Uncle Ben seems to break the morning silence, bringing lights to windows all around? Well, it's time to rise and shine and start another hard work day and get the cows in and start the milking chores. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore? Smell the cornbread cooking on a wood stove seems to bring a picture to my mind of a little three-room house with Mama in the kitchen, but she can't stop to talk, ain't got the time. She's a fixin' Daddy's supper, he's a working overtime, trying to pay our bill at the grocery store. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore. As I think about my childhood and of my old hometown, I don't really miss them like before. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore.
Hello, everybody. This is Lee Greenwood, and we've got more Country Legends 24/7 on the way.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly sunny skies for today. Breezy south winds will increase, some gusts up around 35 miles per hour, highs near the 70-degree mark. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 30s. Winds will become light and variable. Monday, rain and lower 50s. It's 60 at our studios.
Sure feels good to come in here and just pull up a seat. A frosty mug of a cool one. helps to beat the heat. These old dog days of summer, Lord, I'll be glad when they're gone. It's too hot to fish, too hot for golf, and too cold at home. Well, that baseball game on TV takes me back to when I was a kid. We proudly wore those uniforms just like the Dodgers did. Yeah, we won a few and lost a few, and for me, it still goes on. It's too hot to fish, and too hot for golf, and too cold at home. Well, I only planned on one or two. I might stay for three if that good-looking thing in the corner keeps smiling back at me. Yeah, it's so easy not to care about what's right or what's wrong. It's too hot to fish and too hot for golf, too cold at home. Well, I only planned on one or two. I may stay for three if that good smiling back at me. Yeah, it's so easy not to care about what's right or what's wrong. It's too hot to fish, too hot for golf, and too cold at home. It's too hot to fish, hot for golf, and too cold at home.
Hi, this is Sonny LaMare with the band Exile.
Days.
Brooks of Brooks and Dunn on a stage injury.
Yeah, but I did it to myself. I didn't do it to him. And it's weird. It was right at the end of the show. I was taking my guitar off to leave the stage, and I just caught my cheekbone with my guitar as I was taking it off my head. And, you know, it kind of hit me, and I went, oh, shoot, because we were going to do our Rock My World video. And I said, man, I'm going to have a bruise there. Went, you know, and I passed one of my stage guys coming off. He said, uh-oh. So what's the matter? He goes, you need to go look in the mirror. And sure enough, I had a big old gash there. I think they put 8 stitches in it or something. But it was cool. We got this guy who worked on a Terminator 2 and some stuff. Yeah, flew in from L.A. and puttied me all up for the video. So in case you're wondering why I wear those big sunglasses in the video, we were kind of hiding ourselves.
Still hurting from last time you walked on this heart of mine. I can't find much to believe in. You let me down so many times. Heaven knows how much I love you, but I'm tired of holding on. You better kiss me, you gonna miss me when I'm gone. There's not much chance we're gonna make. I'm the only one who's tried. You know I'm running out of reason. We're running out of time. Someday, girl, you're gonna wake up and wonder gonna miss me when I'm gone. gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We are talking about country songs that sing about the law. Next up, Drew, is a song called Concrete and Barbed Wire by Lucinda Williams. Do you want to talk a little bit about that one?
Yeah, it takes a different perspective, but the same tone as the Merle Haggard song, Come Visit Me on Sundays. This is from the perspective of the visitor, as it were. And as someone who's done that, both professionally and personally, gone to jail or prison to visit people, you know, I can tell you that that's its own set of dark, painful feelings. And Lucinda, the poet laureate of the state of Louisiana, captures it as only she can. This album was produced by Steve Earle, another legend, and it's so good. It's such a good song.
And I think it's such an important perspective to include in this show. I mean, we hear about the gunfighter, we hear about the person that's breaking the law, we hear about the person in prison, but so many times there's family members that are left to pick up the pieces.
Exactly. And country music is a great genre, obviously, to sing about picking up the pieces.
All right, well, here's Concrete and Barbed Wire by Lucinda Williams.
Two different sides, but this wall's not real. How can it be real? It's only made of concrete and barbed wire. Concrete and barbed wire. Concrete and barbed wire. It's only made of concrete and barbed wire.
Lefty Frizzell is a name that I think is like the perfect name for a country singer singing about a gunfighter. There's a lot of gunfighting ballads that he does. The next one that we're going to play, The Long Black Veil, it's not a gunfighting song or a murder ballad specifically, but it's definitely on that subject. It's about a man who's having an affair with his best friend's wife. He decides to be executed for murder because he's accused of murder. And instead of saying, I didn't do it, I have an alibi, I was with, you know, my friend's wife, he just decides to take to take the execution. I think it's a song probably a lot of people know. It's been covered by Dave Matthews and other artists, but I think it's important that we include it on the show today.
That is, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, not a move I would pull.
Nope.
And I'm going to tell you why, Matt. You love your friend so much. Why are you sleeping with his wife?
Yeah.
You clearly don't love him that much.
Right.
So let me tell you, let me understand this. You're willing to die not to hurt your friend, but you weren't willing to skip a little roll in the hay not to hurt your friend? This guy's got his priorities all mixed up, but phenomenal song.
Absolutely. Here's Lefty Frizzell's Long Black Veil. I'm so glad that we're ending today's episode with this next song. I'm a huge Tyler Childers fan. I loved the whole album that he put out a few years ago. The entire album was traditional old-time music. And then there was one song at the end of the album that had lyrics, and it was the next song we're going to play now, which is Long Violent History.
Yes, Tyler exploded onto the scene and was considered an Americana artist at first, but even by his own screaming into the mic, he's like, I'm a country singer, and country radio has taken notice. And once he got all that attention and really has become a huge, we're talking arena act, he has taken that platform and all that attention, and in this song, shine that light in a specific direction.
Right, and he's talking in this song about, frankly, he's referring to some of the police violence that we have been seeing over the last several years. And during the moment that everybody was paying attention to the George Floyd murder in Minneapolis and things that were happening around the country, he was kind of bringing this home to an Appalachian audience.
And calling it what it was, which is a long, violent history. And then also making a point that I've heard made by many people. Tyler made it very well in a very beautiful song, which is, you know, if this was happening in our community, we wouldn't take it.
Right.
We never have and we never would. And, you know, I respect that. It's important in America to have people who aren't afraid to speak their mind. And it's important that country music have voices that are not like other voices, frankly, in country music.
Yeah, and I honestly could see Johnny Cash singing this song. I could see Merle Haggard singing this song. I mean, I just really think Tyler Childers is stepping into a tradition that we've been talking about during this entire episode.
100%. And there's obviously a lot of other country artists who would not sing this song. And that's okay, too. It's okay for country to have a Tyler Childers. We need a Tyler Childers, and yep. I'm so glad we got him.
Absolutely. All right, here's Long Violent History by Tyler Childers.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob who used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Wellest man around. Well, she started in to spend my money. She started in to call me honey. We took in every honky tonk in town. We're in the jailhouse now.
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 They told us once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. We're in the jailhouse now.
Well, Drew, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you. Do you want to talk a little bit about where people can find more about you?
I don't want to tell people where to find me because I'm on the run from the law.
Yeah.
You can find me on the internet. If you want to come see me do comedy, go to drewmorgancomedy.com. If you want to follow me on social media, look on any of the social medias. My handle is at drewmorgcomedy. And if you want to fight me, then go to Matt's house. I don't want to fight.
Absolutely. All right. Well, for everybody here at the Forgotten Country Radio Show, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Matt Hildreth.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is still pushing Congress to pass a bipartisan border bill, but it's still not moving in the House. Senator Chris Murphy told ABC.
Republicans have made it absolutely crystal clear. They want the border to be a mess. Donald Trump has told them so.
A potential temporary ceasefire deal in Gaza is coming together. On CBS's Face the Nation, Representative Mike Turner, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, says CIA Director William Burns is working on it.
He is the one who is conducting the ceasefire negotiations, and he believes that we're close, and I think that is very, very important to accomplish.
With the snow still coming down in parts of Northern California and Nevada, getting out is a problem for visitors. This woman's in Lake Tahoe and isn't sure what to do.
We're thinking about just changing our flights and maybe heading out Monday or Tuesday to just, you know, give ourselves some cushion.
Some areas got over 10 feet of snow. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wisconsin.